tonight to take in some performances. You came here tonight to consume the arts. Well, when it comes to the arts, I too am a devourer. Ladies and gentlemen, please remain seated. There is no cause for alarm. That is, whatever you might muster now would be too quaint and a little behind schedule. If you've anything left in your paper program text, stay seated. Suck in some bracing breaths like you still need them. Go on, a moment's pause. But not quite a moment's mercy. On the exhale, open up the flesh line, the isolated system through which anything might enter, the single line and exit route, forceful and declarative, but still something of the others all around you seeping in, something of myself in each of you. And close your gawking mouth, lock your jaw with a primal bone drumming, before the next breath ever comes a burst. Bust open your subcutaneous fluids, revolting, reviling, sebaceous, leaking from every pore in minutiae, very folds of your fingerprints. The surface of your skin already distending, a cacophony of colors, every one of them the same, waxing, clearing, bile, rolling, definitely off. If you begin to lose your hair in hanks and ribbons, worming your way, spider's legs along the bared backs of your arms, don't worry. That's been planned. That's been counted on, the high top clicking of the follicles drawn out of a personal draw to net up the river, to tie it all back in. I'm apt to tie you chest to knee, a riveting on the edges of your velvet seats. I'm apt to rearrange your bones to suit my needs. If at first you don't agree, rethink. That is, be advised, a streptococcus strain rising with the river has airborne straight to you. Settling in humid, hot, cold ozone of your throat, a heat, a razor for the reverberating raising the esophageal tissues, raised in obvious ovation. If the aisles begin to snake and waver, don't feel obliged to look away. If the stage itself reduces to shrapnel and weeds, don't bothering to shield your eyes. A hand won't do it, even if you find you still have hands. Even if the curtains start to lick, silk velvety the soles of your curling up feet, remain calm. Even if the whole room, like a black box, like a beast, shudders to its feet and shunts away, my darling audience, stay seated. Now every wide-eyed, gaped-mouthed, all-rigid insect on its feet. Now the elevating ovation. Now the great revolving rubber wave sound to become a head. What will you sing? What will you sing? Alleluia. Alleluia. From the sandpit sweat beast, the thoracic creeping over the infant yellow jackets, worm eating their ways free. From the barbed tongue vibing on the bill edge, beat against the footboards, a bulleting, a baseline, counterpoint to the conductor's wand snake charming up above. Break. A moment in the overtones through which a soaring violin is swung. Disproportionately distant, the swallow's flight and flute notes flocking all to bring the finale on home. An airy regimented melody to which we constantly return. A stalactite crystalline dripping of water which is somehow impossibly heard. A chamber transferring of blood or something like it low enough to be mistaken for not exactly noise. An ageless bone ground groaning through the manic hull cracking of a car, a royal blue. Where the stage was, bodies. Where the aisles were, bodies. Rave weightless on the river waves, turning and tangling in tailcoats and trains. A flame pattern, nacre agony exposed so it shines on the surface like a green gold layer of gasoline. Infusing the feather spun damask and jagger. The scum stained lace at each throat. Everywhere in the dim, like taffetum lucidum, the glittering coral and jet, the pearls swinging, the unset stones tilted gonium chromatic. All of this, the show going on forever. In the din, swarming, a pushing, a shoving, a melting of each waist into the next, then torn by wheeling arms in opposite directions. Shrieking and shrieking and shrieking is just a misreaction. Around a flesh-to-flesh flash, cracking with no indication of a permanent slowing down. Tinnitus, an unidentifiable underwater sound like the puffin clattering a young girl's name. Everything changes, but according to no relative or reasonable measuring unit of time. Everything wax recompositions into wild worshippers' frenzy like the mantle-piercing helmet closing at the font. Encore, encore, all over the white membrane rolling of blue eyes. Cheeks fell, bitten to electrify, to freeze, up to the knees in mud crawling over other knees, a termite-eating molter. Oh, you are all too sweet. And from the highest seat, the swan song struck and shivering down among them, a hissing like a tongue-tied, half-touched cymbaline. I refuse. I refuse. I... or something like it. In a human voice almost, or tinged by territorial vocalizing, by the resolute neck-cup miswire, frantic beating of permeated wings, a metaphorical sacrificing for a movable feast. I... well, you do not have that right. Have never had, will never. You, my little murder, were meant to be imbibed. Brought here a symbolic river rat sign for a single pertinent purpose. Repurposing. The whole theater visibly jerks, a quivering, a jaw and jangling of jowls, the dark pits in the center stirring. Arriving. Arriving. From every marsh floorboard, a wood boar left